perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Major Doug Rocky, he has his PhD in physics. He was a specialist in depleted uranium during the first Gulf War, and of course wrote the manuals that are still used in the Army about protection from the ravages of depleted uranium. Well, of course, Major Rocky and his crew, he had a command under him, were commissioned with cleaning up the armored personnel carriers and tanks that had been hit by friendly fire during the first Gulf War. And as a result of the exposure to large amounts of depleted uranium, both Major Rocky and many of the people in his unit have been very, very ill. Well, he certainly has been on the front lines warning against the dangers of depleted uranium, which are used in so many of our shells, from 50 caliber of bullets right up to our missiles and our various types of projectiles that are used. They're wonderful from a military point of view. They'll burn right through the armor of an enemy tank and kill everybody inside. But unfortunately, there's a real problem there because, of course, you contaminate the soldiers. You contaminate the water, you contaminate the air, you contaminate the civilians. But I don't need to tell you. We've got Major Doug Rocky here. Go right ahead, Doug. Tell us what the latest is as far as our veterans are concerned and the way that they're being betrayed by our leaders.
Well, when we start, one of the things we have to look at is we've been involved in combat now in the Persian Gulf, Afghanistan, the Middle East, Somalia, the Balkans, now for 20 years, and we're looking at horrific medical problems. I mean, I've shared with you the medical reports and everything. When we look at one of the newest reports, this is on the health of U.S. veterans from the 1991 Gulf War, a follow-up survey in 10 years, and this is written by Dr. Han Kang, K-A-N-G. And when, as you see, and you've seen the statistics, you can post it, anybody can pull this up and look at it for themselves. When we look at the diagnostics, the diagnosed medical problems for those that participated in the Gulf War, we're seeing the same diagnostics for what we're seeing now in Iraqi freedom and enduring freedom. But the relative proportions of serious medical problems are absolutely staggering. When we look at the diagnoses for those of us who participated in Desert Storm, this is 1991, we're looking at 18% with chronic fatigue, 27% with gastritis, 19% with depression. We're looking at 31% with depression, 19% with explosive diarrhea. Emphysema is at 14%. And I have to understand, these are young, healthy individuals prior to this. Seizures, 14%. Dermatitis, this is a rash, 34%. Neurology, neuritis, again, 13%. Strokes, we're looking at 9%. I mean, the idea that 20-year-old kids are going to have this higher proportion of strokes is medically beyond comprehension.
Well, Doug, are these figures you're giving us figures of the total sent over there for military service, or these are the ones who have been ill?
Well, what we're looking at is, again, we're looking at statistical analysis, relative proportions. So what they did is go out and looked at overall those that participated in Desert Storm, and then they're looking at the medical reports that they've got back on them, and so they're doing medical statistics to come up with relative proportions of medical problems.
Okay,
so,
fine.
I mean, we're just seeing incredible problems, medical problems for Desert Storm, as we're seeing for Operation Enduring Freedom in Iraq. When you start seeing these sheer numbers, high proportions, it gives a strong indication that we have a very serious problem. And we're seeing the same thing for Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom today, is what we saw. And we've talked about this before, because when we look at the medical diagnostics, medical reports for the individuals who are seeking medical care, again, for Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, we're looking right now at the January report was over 400,000. And the relative proportion of numbers that we were looking at were just staggering. Again, these are actual official medical reports coming from the Department of Veteran Affairs, Department of Defense.
Now, where can our listeners get those? Because I know the last ones you referred me to, I had difficulty finding them. I was able to find them, and we do offer that one that showed all. This was as of a year ago, January, that of the original soldiers sent over to fight in the first Gulf War in 1990-1991. Why, almost 80,000 of those, there were about 695,000 or 690,000, and they said, well, basically almost 80,000 of them were no longer living. They wouldn't say they were dead, they were just no longer living. That's bureaucratic language for saying they're dead, but we don't want to say they're dead. That's over 10%.
Well, it's incredible high proportions. And so when we look at this stuff, I mean, the Department of Veteran Affairs publishes these medical reports. So the one that you're referring to is called the Gulf War Veterans Information System Report. Now,
that is available, incidentally, through Radio Liberty. Do you have that posted on your website anyplace? Do you know?
Well, I don't have it posted. I mean, you know, the old grassrootspeace.org, Charlie Miller, that's the old trap rock, you know, they've got it posted. But you can go to the VA website yourself and pull it up. So if you go to www.va.gov, get to the search block up in the upper right-hand corner, you type in the acronym GWVIS, and you can pull up the Griffiths reports. Now, to understand, they haven't been posting these reports. And then the newest report, again, another report is analysis of VA healthcare utilization among U.S. Global War and Terrorism veterans, and the latest one we have is from January, so that's 6 months old. 7 months old.
Now we go to the Gulf War vets, and then where do we go?
Yeah, so when you get there, when you get these reports, you can look at this stuff and look at the diagnostic codes, look at the medical problems that they're having, look at the numbers of individuals involved, look at the total of numbers that have participated. So when we're looking again at the number of individuals from Desert Storm that are having serious medical problems, it's right at 50%, and we're at 50% now for Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, which you'll never see any of these reports reported on the evening news, or you will not hear them on the regular radio. You won't see them in your local newspaper because they don't want anybody to know the sheer numbers of U.S. casualties that we alone that we have and the horrific medical problems that we're incurring, because the Department of Veteran Affairs very simply does not have the ability to provide the medical care. They don't have the staffing. They don't have the knowledge. And they don't have the intent or desire to do it. And that's come home to roost for me, way, way too often, not only the individuals I'm working for, but for my own medical care myself.
Okay, well, you go right ahead, Sydney. I sort of interrupted you. You're beginning to tell us about one of the other reports. There were several reports you mentioned dealing, of course, recent reports. What were those?
Again, we have the report that comes out about quarterly, is supposed to come every 3 months, and this is analysis of Department of Veteran Affairs healthcare utilization among U.S. Global War Terrorism veterans. And again, this report is specific to Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom. It's published by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Office of Public Health and Environmental Hazards in Washington, D.C. And Mark Brown, the guy that was publishing this, is no longer there. He's, you know, been sent packing, thank God. And so they have the new individuals in charge of that, but they're not publishing the reports. So when we look at this report, again, we're looking at the numbers that have gone to the VA after they came back from Iraq and Afghanistan, Somalia, and the Balkans. And we're looking at well over 40% have serious, serious medical problems, well over 40%. So we start looking at the diagnoses for what they're coming around is, you know, we got 12% with infectious and parasitic diseases. Cancers are at 1%, which is incredibly high.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky talking about the tragic plight of our veterans. And you're not going to hear about this in 60 Minutes, and you're not going to hear about this on 2020, because the last thing they want is for the people in the military or the American people to realize that we are destroying our own young men. We'll be back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our special guest this afternoon, Dr. Doug Rocky. And Doug was simply talking about the devastating incidents of serious illness among the veterans of the first Gulf War and, of course, now of the second Gulf War. And the average American has no idea. And these young men come back. They try to get care from the Veterans Administration. They put them on Prozac. They tell them there's nothing wrong with them. They cannot get treated. The very real illnesses they have are, well, the people working the VA are not allowed to treat it. And if you actually go out and you're a doctor and you want to do what's right for your patients, and you want to treat a lot of these things, well, you're going to get into real trouble and probably lose your job working for the Veterans Administration. Have you run into that sort of thing, Doug?
Oh, yeah, it's astonishing. I mean, personally, one of the physicians here at the Danville, Ileana VA Medical Center simply refused for years to look at the neurological effects and neurological problems that I was suffering. And whenever he did check neurologically, what he did is come in and he'd check, you know, from the elbows down and the knees down and say, well, everything's working good. And I'm saying, no, it's a central problem. Well, as you know, last fall, they finally did the MRIs and found serious, severe spinal cord damage and demyelinization of the myelin sheath. And so we were going along on that, had major surgery. And then finally, back in March 18th, the civilian physician, because the VA couldn't deal with it, and I put enough pressure that I got top-notch civilian expert team authorized to do the surgery. Back on March 18th, he'd authorized putting me into rehab medicine to get everything, try to get function back. And it wasn't until June 18th when I finally, for 3 months of VA, didn't help, didn't do anything, finally acknowledged they couldn't do it, and I was able to get back to the civilian experts and started rehab on June 18th, again, just a few weeks ago. And what was real interesting, last Thursday, I was back over to Ileana VA Medical Center in Danville, Illinois, into occupational therapy. And this is, you know, where they're doing the massage therapy, and they have an incredibly fine individual up there that's taking care of this. He went to enter into my appointments and found out that another individual in occupational medicine there at the VA in Danville deliberately and willfully had entered my medical records without permission, without ever seeing me, without ever talking to me, without ever examining me, and deleted my referrals for medical care for spinal cord injury, deliberately and willfully. Boy, you talk about setting off a firestorm for a few hours last Thursday. But that's what we're seeing throughout. We're seeing destruction and altering of records. We're seeing denial of medical care. We're seeing complete, total frustration by the veterans to try to seek care. And most veterans, when they speak up, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the documents, they don't have the friends, the help to go to. And the retaliation is swift and brutal to stop them. And obviously what they then do is just walk away and say, well, okay, I'll just ignore it and I'll go away. And unfortunately, the consequences are devastating on the families and on the communities.
And, of course, I think you have to understand that all these politicians who talk about, oh, how we love our veterans, these brave men who fought and died for our country, let's wave the flag a little, but they really don't really care. And they've done everything they can to set up a system that is not there to provide medical care, but to withhold medical care for the veterans. And we hear this story over and over and over again, but you're not going to hear about, oh, occasionally I would get a story on this, and yes, and but then the politicians promise they're going to do something, but they, let's face it, they don't have the money. The problem with all of these socialist programs is the fact that, as Margaret Thatcher said, pretty soon you run out of spending other people's money. They do not have the money. They're wasting it all over in Afghanistan. They're wasting it in Iraq. They're wasting it on plush pensions for the congressmen and for government employees, and of course, they're going further and further and further into debt. And there's simply no money to take care of the veterans. Well, if we're going to do anything at all, we had to take care of the veterans and pull out of Afghanistan and pull out of Iraq and get our drones out of Pakistan where they're killing the civilians up there. But the thing is, the real agenda of the people who really run the country is globalism, a one-world government. That's why we have to have our troops stationed throughout the world, and we have to engage in these no-win, chronic, endless wars. Go right ahead, Doug.
Yeah, it's just horrific. One of the things that's happened here, Kelly Kennedy, who's an incredible investigative journalist for Army Times and the Military Times publications, wrote a story again on June 30th in, quote, lung disease of soldiers linked to burn pits. What we do know has happened is U.S. military has been doing open pit burning of all kinds of hazardous materials, incinerators, over in Iraq and Afghanistan and wherever they're at, and as a consequence have devastating respiratory and other medical problems. The 101st Airborne at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Radcliffe, Kentucky, is just absolutely horribly affected down there. Several weeks ago when we were trying to work on this and trying to get medical care for individuals in the 101st Airborne, I personally called the chaplain's office down there trying to get help from them and support so that we could ensure medical care is provided, that we're looking at the toxic exposures. And the chaplain of the 101st Airborne simply hung up. He wouldn't even discuss it. And now we've got total confirmation in the story on ArmyTimes.com website, Kelly Kennedy, of the horrific toll of the 101st Airborne. And it's just, I mean, horrible respiratory problems that these 20-some-year-old kids should not have. And they're deliberately linked to all of these toxic exposures. The work we did in preventive medicine, environmental medicine for the Army back in the 90s, we wrote a manual that totally identified, you know, all of these toxic exposures because of our previous experience and identified the medical effects, and they're just completely and totally disregarded. So we have the Department of Defense and Department of Veteran Affairs blatantly saying that even though these kids are coming back, horrible exposures, horrible medical problems, it is not related to any exposures in the Gulf, whether it be Desert Storm or the current stuff or Afghanistan or the Balkans or Somalia or even here in our own country or in Hawaii and, you know, where they've done operational training. And it's just, I mean, I can't even begin to describe it. We continuously contact the Department of Defense leaders, continuously call Department of Veteran Affairs leaders, asking them to simply provide prompt and optimal medical care, acknowledge and recognize which is in what the medical problems from these exposures, which is verified in their own internal reports. But there's no accountability. There's no responsibility. And so what we see is horrific problems there as a consequence that leads to post-traumatic stress disorder. We're seeing spousal abuse. We're seeing child abuse. We're seeing all kinds of high rates of crime.
Well, don't you think a lot of that's related to the fact that they're putting a lot of them on Prozac and the other selective serotonin reabsorption inhibitors?
Yeah, I mean, horrific problems. I mean, one of the things they wanted to do personally with me, and again, you know, we stopped it, is, again, they wanted to use the psychotropic drugs. At the same time, they're prescribing horrific pain medications and everything else. Well, you can't combine any of these medications together because they just have horrific effects. And, I mean, let's go back and look at what happened. I mean, Heath Ledger, who was an actor, was put on this combination of pain medications and psychotropic drugs. And then, you know, he died. And we're seeing this over and over and over again. So we're seeing horrific effects of combined medications that if they can, the soldier can get them, they don't use properly or they don't know how to use. The other thing we're seeing is they start combining these medications together with self-medications, either over-the-counter or illegal drugs, and then alcohol.
Well, you hang on there, Doug. We'll be back in just a moment or two as we explore these tragic problems that are facing our veterans today. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about the depleted uranium and the devastating effects it's have on these people we've liberated. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Doug Rocky. And if you have not yet seen the DVD, Beyond Treason, why it's put out by Joyce Riley, but it really, of course, one of the major characters, one of the major people appearing there is Major Rocky. You'll certainly want to see that, and that is available through our ministry. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how to get it. It goes into the depleted uranium problem. But, Doug, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your material? You mentioned it's available on traprock.com.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's different websites. Probably the best website for do anything is the old Trap Rock Peace Center. But again, they had a hostile takeover. And so what Charlie Jinks and Sonny Miller have done is it's now on www.grassroots, G-R-A-S-R-O-O-T-S, peace, P-E-A-C-E, .org. That's grassrootspeace.org. And that's Sonny Miller and Charlie Jinks. Two of the finest, incredible people, I mean, that you'll ever encounter. I mean, just absolutely wonderful individuals.
And I think our listeners need to know that if you have people who are really out there doing a good job and are honest and trying to get the information out, why they will be infiltrated and taken over. I don't know what happened to Track Rock and their organization, but I do know this is what's happened to so many of my friends with conservative organizations like Mike Rupert, you know, and certainly from the wilderness. It was his, actually his organization. And then, of course, Pat Matriciano put out the DVD. It was entitled The Clinton Chronicles. It was a video that came out in 1994. Newsmax magazine, in fact, a number of our conservative publications have simply been infiltrated and destroyed. And the same thing will happen with websites, things like that. Anything to keep the American people from getting the truth. Have you run into that, Doug?
Yeah, that's absolutely. I mean, the latest thing is the Department of Defense has been attacking the Quakers. And that's something that we've been working on for the last 3 or 4 days. The Quakers started publishing more and more reports, doing more interviews, and Department of Defense officials got very, very mad at the Quakers because they're telling the truth. And, boy, I mean, you can't get much better group connected directly with God than the Quakers. You know, it just continues today, a brand new story published today. And if you go to www.armytimes.com website, you'll see a report that was posted at noon today by Kelly Kennedy on the incredible levels of motorcycle accidents resulting in both severe injury and deaths. And again, this is just an update on a story. And why so important is, again, I was a motorcycle rider. I parked my motorcycle, disassembled it because, as my doctor said yesterday, I was in, do not get on your motorcycle. Do not get on your motorcycle again. Well, I tried to get on my bicycle on Sunday. We had a beautiful day here in East Central Illinois, and I lost control even of my bicycle going very slowly 3 times. But what we're seeing is incredible numbers of injuries and deaths from the individuals riding motorcycles. They got their enlistment bonuses, they got their re-enlistment bonuses, they got their shipping bonuses or whatever, and they went out and bought motorcycles or hot cars or hot motorcycles. And then neurologically, muscularly, and from skeletal, they have such severe damage that they're unable to maintain control of the motorcycle. And so as a consequence, they're crashing. Well, we're seeing the same thing. Again, anytime neuromuscular function, again, both a bicycle and a motorcycle require optimal neuromuscular and skeletal, you know, control and support, and you can't do it. And that's what happened to me. So today, as a part of this story, Kelly Kennedy wrote reporting on this. And again, www.armytimes.com, brand new, put on today at noon. They said to contact the United States Navy Safety Center in regards to motorcycle safety courses. So I did. And after messing around with the Centrex systems, I finally got a person on the phone, one-on-one person, and we discussed the horrific numbers of motorcycle accidents resulting in death and serious injury and the connection between the neurological and skeletal and muscular problems that are absolutely confirmed and diagnosed in Operation Desert Storm to the Balkans or, you know, to Somalia, to Iraqi freedom, enduring freedom. And guess what? They hadn't thought about it. You know, they're thinking these guys are just going out there and they're, you know, getting their kicks. Well, we used to say, get your kicks on Route 66, you know. What we have is serious problems. Not only do they have hearing compromises, we have vision compromises. We have serious neurological problems. As a consequence, these individuals shouldn't be riding motorcycles. They probably shouldn't even be riding bicycles. They definitely shouldn't be climbing ladders or doing anything that requires any type of balance or fine motor control because we're seeing the horrific side effects of these horrible exposures that resulted in neurological, skeletal, muscular medical problems.
Well, are these exposures chemical? Are these depleted uranium? Are they both?
All of the above. What we had is incredible misuse of pesticides during Desert Storm. Again, the exposure to the chemical warfare agency U.S. Army gave to Iraq prior to Desert Storm that for use on Iran and the Iraqi Kurds that we then blew up. And then we're seeing all of the horrendous exposures from uranium munitions, which have a neurological effect component, a chemical toxicity component, and just have horrible effects all the way through on the body. So we're seeing this whole combination of stuff. Then we're seeing, obviously, the hazardous materials exposures. It's all together with this stuff. And then the effects of immunizations, anthrax vaccines. You have to understand that prior to Desert Storm and during Desert Storm, the anthrax vaccine was absolutely because we did know that Iraq absolutely possessed weaponized anthrax because the weaponized anthrax was shipped to Iraq from Fort Detrick, Maryland, by the United States Army. No two ways about it. That's in the Regal Commission report. You can go to the Thomas Register and pull that up from the United States Senate, files. So we have all of these horrific medical problems that continue unabated. we have deliberate denial and delay of medical care. If you do get in medical care, the medical care that you receive is so shoddy or ineffective that you result in virtually nothing. For example, with my own rehab medicine, Danville VA finally acknowledged after 3 months they had no ability to do it. And then I got to the local experts who did an incredible assessment to put a program together, which it's good, but it's going to take a long time, hopefully, if it does work. But what they are also reporting, what we're seeing is other individuals come around in rehab, and they've been in these programs over the VA for a long time, and virtually were playing in the pool rather than a structured, organized, targeted rehabilitation program designed to optimize remaining function of the different muscle groups within the body. And so it just becomes very, very scary to see what is truly happening. And the numbers that knock on my door or call me 24 hours a day or call the other members of our incredible team seeking care, it just continues to increase, whether it's the soldiers themselves that come back or they're still on duty. Or what we're seeing more and more is the parents are calling, help, help my son or my daughter.
Well, now, what about the people who had the Gulf War illness? And certainly many of those people apparently were chronic infections of some sort because the wives were getting them and the children were getting them. Certainly the Regal Report, I think, said 70% of the wives got it. The Rockefeller Report, which we do carry, said that 40% of the wives contracted the disease. Do you think that was some sort of a chronic mycoplasma infection that was secondary to the vaccines?
Absolutely. And plus the biological agents that the United States gave to Iraq that we blew up in place and that they released on us. I mean, we have to come back, okay? When we come to the Journal of Environmental Medicine, Volume 51 for April, just a brand new one. I mean, again, this is the health of U.S. veterans in 1991 Gulf War. This is the Kang study. This is the one that I mentioned. Where, again, I mean, the incredible numbers are absolutely confirming that Gulf War illness does exist. The individuals had incredible exposures, horrific medical effects, which is what the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs VINS report, the Research Advisory Committee report, released last November. But then you have the Institute of Medicine, National Academy of Sciences, Department of Defense, just does everything they can to disregard these findings. But the most frightening thing is there's an active group, and these are U.S. military, Department of Defense Central Command, where they actually contact people to prevent them from finding the information and getting hold of the actual reports.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky, Dr. Doug Rocky, right here at the Genesis Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
What wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Doug Rocky. Doug, you've got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I think the last thing what we need to wrap up is on depleted uranium munitions. Depleted uranium munitions are radioactive, dirty bombs in the form of kinetic energy penetrators, giant rods of uranium, cluster bombs, which are landmines, and also the bunker busters that the United States, England, Australia, and Canada continue to use unabated throughout the Middle East and into Afghanistan and the Balkans. And it has an horrific medical effects. I mean, Colonel J. Edgar Wakayama, who's the director of the U.S. Army Department of Defense Operational and Test Evaluation Command, he was the director, totally acknowledged all the serious medical problems in his briefing to senior leadership at the Pentagon. We have the Army Regulation 700-48 that I wrote that General Eric Shinseki signed, mandating. Now he's the, you know, Secretary of the Department of Veteran Affairs, mandating thorough environmental remediation and medical care. That's not still not done. So we continue to contaminate air, water, and soil, the food of all the nations, creating horrific medical problems because of our own use of our own dirty bombs, not only in Iraq, Afghanistan, the Balkans, Somalia, and everything else, but we've done it in Vieques, Puerto Rico. We've done it in Hawaii. We've done it in Albany, New York. We've done it down in Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. We've done it out to, in Utah and all over the place. And then which bothers me the most is today is July 7th. July 4th was the birth of our nation. And one of the most horrifically contaminated and medically catastrophes from the use of uranium munitions is Concord, Massachusetts, the community where our nation was founded on the 18th of April of 1775. The U.S. continues to use their own dirty bombs around the world, continues to disregard the mandatory medical requirements, so it continues to disregard, clean up the environment, and as a result, we've contaminated air, water, and soil, and we've totally contaminated these nations that we've attacked and invaded and occupied without justification, and made them virtually uninhabitable for eternity, while our own primary soldiers, those on my team, are deliberately and willfully denied and denied medical care, and the widows of my team that have died are denied any compensation from the Department of Defense for the work that their spouses did.
Do you have any idea how many people in your unit have passed away?
Too many. I mean, I keep finding out more and more all the time. But it doesn't matter. It's not just our unit. I mean, we knew what was happening to us when we went to clean it up. It's the women and the children and the others of all these nations that we've totally contaminated that don't deserve this. It's the people that live in Puerto Rico or Hawaii or New York or Massachusetts that don't deserve this. But we have to come back and understand those warriors in our nation that were sent to war, now they're injured, ill, or wounded, deserve prompt and optimal medical care, for which they're not receiving. And we see a lot of flag waving, but we don't see any help. We don't see help from the VFW American Legion here to get us to medical appointments. They just totally disregard it as if you don't exist. They all wave the flag, but nobody helps the veteran, the wounded, the ill, the injured veteran, their children, their families. And then, Jesus, we totally disregard all the noncombatants and affected civilians, not only in our nation but around the world.
What a tragedy. And the great, worst part of it is that the average individual really doesn't understand. Well, at least those who have never seen that wonderful DVD that you appeared in called Beyond Treason. Do you think that's had an impact at least on our military? Do you think that the average person in the military really realizes they're being used as cannon fodder who hate the military?
No, they don't. Because they're not given the equipment that's necessary. They're not given the training that's required. They're not given the medical care when they get ill, or they're told that their medical problems are not related to their military service.
I mean, certainly one of the most discouraging things from the point of view of returning servicemen was to come home and find out he's not going to be able to get his ability, he's not going to be able to get adequate treatment. What about the idea that people who, say, went over there in the National Guard are not entitled to VA care? Are the National Guard entitled to VA care? Do they get
the
that?
The Department of the National Guard soldiers and the Army Reserve soldiers that are coming back are entitled to 5 free years of medical care from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs once they return. But they're scared off and they're told there's no problems and they're just thrown away. And then there's a knock on my door in the middle of the day or in the middle of the night or a phone call. Or soldiers that are sick, or their family members are sick, they're rushing to a hospital and saying, help us, call the doctors, we need the information, tell us what to do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and then while we do it, the retaliation from members of the Department of Defense, Department of Veteran Affairs, Department of Energy continues unabated to stop the truth from getting out, to stop the information from getting out, to stop the medical treatment protocols from getting out, to get the stop the environmental remediation protocols from getting out. And you have to understand, these medical protocols, the environmental remediation protocols, have the force of federal U.S. law, and they're totally disregarded.
Well, what about the people with Gulf War illness? Can they be helped with adequate and proper treatment?
Well, they have to, optimal and, function and everything. They have to get to a good physician. They need to find a good occupational and environmental physician, work with their physician. And what the idea is, what we try to do, again, from my own experience and working with people, are trying to optimize remaining function. Do not drink alcohol anymore. Do not smoke cigarettes. Don't drink coffee. Don't drink caffeine. Maintain a totally balanced, nutritious diet. Maintain exercise. This is common sense stuff, but when you start throwing these alcohol and caffeine and coffee and cigarettes and drugs in there, the consequences just are horrific. I mean, they add up. 2 plus 2 is not 4. 2 plus 2 is 9.
Okay, God bless. Well, thanks very much for being with us, Doug. We'll look forward to having you on some of our other programs real soon.
Thanks, Dr. Stan, and have a good evening.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Doug Rocke. He has his Ph.D. He's a disabled American veteran who certainly was disabled and his health was destroyed by people at the highest levels of our invisible government. But ladies and gentlemen, understand we do have an invisible government controlled by evil and wicked people who are intentionally harming our servicemen. Those of you who really would like to know what they really feel about our men, you'll find it in the book, The Final Day. today is by Woodward and Bernstein. I think it's about page 96. There where Henry Kissinger is quoted as referring to our military as stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. Stupid, dumb animals. Henry Kissinger, who, of course, is giving orders to Barack Obama. If you doubt that, we have the article from the Council on Foreign Relations, where General James Jones, speaking in February of this year before the Munich Security Conference, said, "You know, we have a chain of command in at the National Security Council, and I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger." Now, remember, James Jones is the one who tells Obama what to do, and he's told what to do by Henry Kissinger, who thinks our military are stupid, dumb animals. He's never denied the quotation. He can't. He's really a disreputable and wicked and evil man, part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, if you want to understand the Gulf War illness, we have an excellent four-tape set on it. We have an excellent four-tape set on depleted uranium. And I'll tell you, the DVD, Beyond Treason, which we carry, Joyce Riley put out with interviews with Major Rocky, one of the most touching and forceful things I've ever seen, and we recommend them to you. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand how things really work in the world, not as you imagine, but how they really work, you need to get our four-tape set, our four-CD set on Deadly Assassins. There you'll hear the interview with the gentleman who interviewed the man who was assigned the job of killing General Patton, certainly Ted Gunderson, who was with the FBI for many, many years, certainly. The interviews with two CIA-financed assassins, so it's a great four-CD set. We recommend it to you. We have the four-tape set or actually four-CD set on the assassination of Martin Luther King. It was a CIA operation. The assassination of Bobby Kennedy, and certainly Saran did not pull the trigger. We actually carry the book. Entitled Who Killed Bobby, and then, of course, the DVD that goes with that, RFK Must Die. They killed Bobby Kennedy, and he was running for the presidency. He would have looked into the murder of his brother, of course. They couldn't allow that to happen. If you want to know about the USS Liberty, we have a wonderful 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. We have a couple of DVDs, one video, one DVD. We have the Liberty Special, which we think is important. You need to understand what happened to the USS Liberty. People will tell you, the Jews did it. No, the Jews didn't do this. People highly placed in the Israeli government, working with people highly placed in Washington, D.C., among them Robert McNamara. Robert McNamara was right in the middle of that. Isn't it interesting, when he died 2 days ago, they never mentioned he was the permanent vice chairman of the Trilateral Commission? Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy.